Number 19. Exercise 7. Listen to the text about Mother Teresa and choose the right items in the statements below.
Mother Teresa.
She arrived in Calcutta on December 1st, 1948. She had 5 rupees, worth less than a dollar, in her pocket. The terrible smell of poverty hit her in the face. She made her way around huge piles of waste. She watched the children playing among them, the rats running back and forth, the beggars looking for food. Faced with the filth, the sickness, the hunger, the numbers of people lying in the streets, where would she begin?
She began with the children. She found an open spot between the huts, took a stick, and began to trace the Bengali letters on a patch of earth. One by one, the slum children came to see what she was doing. At first, there were only a few, but in no time there were about 30 children. She began to teach them about cleanliness. Before she began the alphabet lesson each day, she washed them with soap and water. What a strange experience it was for them. They had hardly ever washed. Most of them had never even seen a piece of soap.
Some of Sister Teresa's old friends heard about what she was doing and came to see her. They brought things for the school with them, paper, chairs, and bars of soap, which Sister Teresa gave to the children as prizes. She managed to get some milk, too. It was just enough to give the children at lunchtime. After school was over for the day, she went around the place to help the sick and the poor. Someone gave her some medical supplies so she could open a dispensary, a place to work with the sick, to give out medicine. She cleaned the sick and cared for them using the knowledge she had got at St. Mary's and pure common sense as well. Sometimes she begged for scraps of food at the door of the church so she could feed 1 or 2 starving people.
But for every beggar who drank the water she brought, there were thousands more who were thirsty. For every starving man who received food from her, there were dozens more at her feet who held their hands up for something. For every child she taught, there were untold numbers who would never learn to read and write. Sister Teresa was determined and didn't want to stop. If she couldn't help the thousands, she would help at least one person.
Help came from friends and former pupils. She was joined by Sister Agnes, Sister Gertrude, Sister Bernard and Sister Frederick. They lived like the poor and worked from morning to night. They called themselves the missionaries of charity. And from that time on, Sister Teresa began to be called Mother.